everyone, and welcome back to Grasp the Situation.
Last time, we got to hear a conversation between Robert's parents, Jim and Laura.
And they are still really struggling to get to the bottom of what's going on with Robert.
This story is really coming to a head, and we need to get to the bottom of it.
And with the help from our listeners, we're hoping we can help Robert and his parents out. I personally have a few ideas that might explain the symptoms he's exhibiting, which we'll talk about later.
But before we get to that, I want to talk about how Robert's parents are doing and how they will grasp Robert's situation.
Well, what we do know is that Jim and Laura had another conversation regarding the approach they wanted to take with Robert.
Right, and what they figured was that since Robert is closer to his mother, it would be best if she talked to him.
This is a difficult situation. I mean, as a parent, you want your child to have autonomy and not pry too much into their lives, particularly if they're young adults. Robert's parents certainly want a healthy relationship with their son.
But part of that healthy relationship includes communication.
Exactly. So let's listen to their conversation. Robert, can I come in?
Just a minute.
Can we talk for a second?
Sure, I guess.
It's clear that you're not enjoying school, but I need to know why. What's going on?
Nothing. Why does it matter? I do enjoy some of my classes. I just haven't been feeling that well.
How long has this been going on?
I don't know. Like 6 months?
Well, what doesn't feel good?
I have headaches all the time.
I'm sorry to hear that. Anything on your mind that you want to talk about?
No.
Like how you've been really frustrated recently?
There's just a lot going on in the world, like politics, and I don't know. Why are you even worrying about it?
Because I love you and care about you. You're in this room so much and...
Not all the time. I still go to my church group.
I know, hon, and I'm glad you do. Does going there make you feel better?
I don't know.
Are you sure there's nothing you want to talk about?
Yes, and I really don't want to have this conversation anymore.
All right, I'll leave you alone.
At least Robert gave a few answers, but as you heard, he was irritated.
I know, but the good thing is that Laura is clearly starting to connect some dots based on her questions.
I agree, but what's the next step? I wonder if we can get some help from our listeners.
I think that's a good idea. On Twitter, at @grasped_situation, you will find a poll that asks you to choose the best answer that logically explains what's going on with Robert.
Here are your options. He is physically ill, he has a girlfriend, he is depressed about Trump winning the election, he is abusing drugs and or alcohol.
So what do you think it is?
Be sure to respond in the next 2 weeks before we come back and talk about it.
We look forward to your answers.
Until next time.